Tonight's shiur simin tof resh pei hei sivov and siv zayin sivov hayamim shara'ui l'kbar behem rosh chodesh adar, the days that rosh chodesh adar can occur, zayin beis dalad vav, be Shabbos, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. V'simin l'shabbos is hafsaka, so you can make a simin, a way to remember which week we skip the Dalet Parashios, depending on when Shlosh Adar occurs. Zayin, Tezvav, Beis, Vav, Dalet, Dalet, Vav, Beis, and Yud Vav. Kolom, as if the Seil falls. Kishachal Rosh Chodesh B'Shabbos, Zayin, that's the first simon, Zayin, Tezvav. If Rosh Chodesh Adar occurs in Shabbos, Mafsikin B'Chamisha Aser Bo, so we skip the 15th of Adar. V'simin, that's the simon, Zayin, Tezvav. Ukeshachal b'yom sheni, the second one was beis vav. If Rosh Chodesh Adar occurs on a Monday, mafsikim b'vav. Then on the 6th of Adar, we don't do any of the Dalet Parashios. Bo, b'vav bo, v'simin beis vav. That's the simin beis vav. Ukeshachal b'yom avi, when Rosh Chodesh Adar occurs on a Wednesday, mafsikim b'dalet bo, then we skip the 4th of Adar, v'simin dalet dalet. Ukeshachal b'yom shishi, if Rosh Chodesh Adar occurs on a Friday, mafsikim b'shtei Shabbosos, there's actually going to be two times we skip. Beis bo, v'yud vav bo. The 2nd of Adar and the 16th of Adar. V'simin, vav beis, yud vav. So essentially, the rule of thumb is always that when Rosh Chodesh Adar occurs during the week, we lay in Parshkolim the Shabbos before, and then we skip the following Shabbos, so that Parsha Zohar is right before Purim. So that's the beis vav, dalet dalet, the vav beis, right? And in the event that Rosh Chodesh Adar occurs on a Friday, you end up having to have two Shabbosos that you skip for dalet parashios.
It's interesting that he says he uses yud vav for 16.
Yes.
But here in the regular text, it's tesayin.
Yeah. They're both, in the older svarim, they used yud vav without hesitation.
Yeah, yeah.
But we are more hesitant because of the Shem Hashem. Se'if Zayin. Yesh Oimrim, there are those who say, Sheparasha Zohar, Uparashas Parah Aduma, Chayavim Lekrosa Midiraisa, that Parashas Zohar and Parashas Parah are both Torah obligations. Lefigach, therefore, B'nei HaYishuvim, She'ein Lehem Minyan, the people who live in the outskirts of the cities who don't have a minyan, tzrichin levo l'makom sheyesh minyan b'shabbosos halolo. They should come to the cities, to the place where they have a minyan for those shabbosos, k'dei l'shmoya parashios eilu shehem midiraisa, to listen to parashas Zohar and parashas Paraduma, that they are possibly the diraisa. The Ramah says, v'im eif shalehem levo, if it's impossible for them to come, there is no minyan, they should certainly be careful to read it from a chumash with the proper trup, with the proper nigin and the proper pronunciation on their own. Sifkat Yudalid. There are those who say Yesh Omen. Shaparasha Zohar Dichsiv. It says in pasuk Zohar is a sherasav v'chulu. Remember what Amalek did. V'gamina b'gemar. The Gemara teaches us the high Zohar. Zohar is something that we say reading from a Sefer Torah. For though dai b'meshe yikba zeh b'libo, it's not enough just to think about it. Therefore, the Baal Kori has to have in mind to be motzi all who listen. And those who listen have to have kavanah to be yotze. And there are those who even say paraduma is midiraisa. Many achronim disagree that para is not midiraisa. You should have kavana even by Mr. Drabonon, you should have kavana to be yotze.
When is a parasha zachor? You say it's deraisa, but was any zman fixed?
No,
for it?
No.
So you do it after. You forgot it's after Purim.
We'll talk about that. Sifkatan tezayin lamakom sheyesh minyan v'chulu. So people who live in the yishuv who don't live in the cities should come into the cities for parshas Zohar and parshas Parah. Hainu afilu yeso sefer Torah beveso. Even if he has a sefer Torah at home. El she'ein lo minyan beveso, but there is no minyan by his house. Va'afilu emnoimer de minyan leparsha zocha humedra bonim bi'alma. And even if we're going to say that having 10 men for leading parsha zocha is only drabonim, al kaponim ikr kriya zocha hu diraisa, but the actual kriya is min ha'teira. Vehine, the Tumas Hadeshin Kasav, Tumas Hadeshin writes, the Shmias Kriyas Parsha Zocha Ba'asara Odiv Yoiser, Mimikr Megillah B'tzibur. The Tumas Hadeshin writes, it's better to hear Parsha Zocha with a minion than to hear Megillah on Purim with a tzibur. Shemikr Megillah L'das Rov HaPoiskim Sagi B'zmano B'yochid, because reading the Megillah, according to most poskim, can be done alone on the day that you're supposed to lay in Bismano. But can therefore, if it's impossible to be in the minyan, in the town, for Parsha Zohar and for Purim, year and the Kayim Kriyas Parsha Zohar B'tzibur. It's preferable to make sure you're at the minyan for Parsha Zohar and don't worry about Purim. Avol, HaMagen Avram Mitzadeh, the Magen Avram disagrees, and he's inclined to say, the Toiv Yoyser Sheyavu L'Mokom Shekar Megillah B'tzibur, it's better to skip Parsha Zohar and come to town for Megillah Leining B'tzibur, U'Parsha Zohar Yoyitzal P'yadachak B'mesha Yishma HaKriya B'Purim Parashas V'Yavu Amalek. And he could be Yoyitzal. Magen Avram says he could be Yoyitzal Parsha Zohar with the Kriyas HaTorah of Purim Vayova Amalek. Al Yadachak. It's not lechatchila, but in a case of need, you can be yoytza like that.
What the kriya of kitetze in later in the year?
That could be, but maybe you're not going to want to wait. The bezenami zoicher ma'isa Amalek, because by Vayova Amalek, you also remember the ma'isa of Amalek. Vayoytzi dechavos, and he'll fulfill his requirement. V'ratzaloyim, meaning to say the yoytzi medirais, he'll fulfill the Torah requirement by listening to Vayova Amalek. V'hine. According to how we pass in Simon Samach, that mitzvahs require kavana. Yet Sarach based Shemias Parshazu, Lechavin, Lotzeis, Beze mitzvahs, Seshel Zocher. If you're going to be Yoitza with Vayavo Amalek on Purim, you have to listen and have a mind to be Yoitza, and the Balkoire has to have in mind to be Moitzi. Avalani is daiti, but in my humble opinion, Ikr dinu shel hamagen avram tzorich iyun. The actual halacha magen avram requires investigation. Doksiv b'Torah says zachar asher asa v'goymer, asher karcha b'derech v'izana b'chal v'goymer, timcha v'goymer. When we lain parsha zachar, included in it is the timcha. The hakavana shlo lishkoyach masha asa lonu amalek. The intent is we shouldn't forget what Amalek did to us. And we're going to tell this to our children and descendants. Lomelam to tell them. This is what the Rosh Amalek did. And therefore we are commanded to obliterate his name. Like the Ramban writes in his commentary. You don't have that in Vayav Amalek. So the Magen Avraham is saying, with Kriya Vayav Amalek, but the fact of the matter is, when we have Amalek, there's no Timcha Zecha Amalek. It's only remembering the attack of Amalek. But it doesn't invoke the requirement of being Mocha. Sivkon Yudzayim, Mikomokim Yizaru Likrosom, the person who's by himself and can't come to shul should make sure to read the Kriya of Zohar and Para by himself. Yizayher Likrosem Yitach HaSefer, and he should read it from a Sefer. The Chanal b'Sifkon Yudalek and Sifkon Dalek Parsha to be a Sefer Torah, and that's how we should read it. Sifkon Yuches Benegina San Ubetamam. Da you should know. The Yesh Oymen some say Shetzarich Likos Zecher Amalek B'Tzeirei. Some say the word is Zecher with a Tzeirei. The Yesh Oymen some say Shetzarich Likos Zecher Amalek B'Segol. That is Zecher with a Segol. V'akein therefore Mehanochen Shakor Yukoshneim. It's proper to do both. Let's say it's Yudei Shneim to fulfill the requirement either way. Kosev Maharil, the Maharil writes, "Bechol arba parshas, ein maskir neshamos." By the Bdal parshas, we don't say Avrachamim, we don't say Yizkor, you don't say Kelmole. Get that right. You don't say Kelmole. But I'm tzichasa tzedek. You will say tzichasa. Lian Avrachamim, v'li Rabbi b'shem Hagos, Maimini, the Yeshlom behem Avrachamim. As far as Avrachamim concerns, Eli Rabbi quotes some who say Avrachamim. That we don't say Avrachman. That's what the Derech HaChaim writes. As far as the Tain is the fast of Shoyvim Tat, looking Berehet Vishar Tshuva. So a number of things. First of all, the Mishnah Berurah tells us the Shiloh is the word zecher or zecher. So, of course, the discussion of poskim, which one do you read first? Do you read zecher first or zecher first? And ultimately, the notes quote, the notes quote that ultimately, whichever one you do first is fine. It doesn't make a difference which one you do first. It brings from Rabbi Yashuv. There's really no difference in the Seder HaKriya. You could do whatever the Baal Kriya wants, and that's sufficient. There's a Shaila, do you just repeat the words, or do you repeat the whole sentence? La'aloch, you could just repeat the words. It's brought down that it's better to repeat the sentence, so we end up repeating the sentence. Next. There is no discussion in Shulchan Aruch about women in Parashat Zachar. Chava doesn't say ladies should do it. Ramah doesn't say ladies should do it. Mishnah Berurah doesn't say ladies should do it. The Sefer Chinuch writes that women are not mechuyev in Zechiras Ma'aseh Amalek because they're not mechuyev to do battle. And he quotes that's the sheet of the Avnei Nezer and the Ben Ish Chai. The Chazon Ish was with Paskin, women do not have to Parashat Zachar. Then there are others who quote with Nosson Adler and his Talmidim would say that women should hear Parashat Zachar. So definitely women come and try to hear Parashat Zachar. And it's a nice thing, but ultimately to say there's an obligation is, I think, difficult since it's not mentioned, not Mechab, not Ramah, not Mishnah Berurah, not the Ben Ish Chai, not the Chazon Ish. I think it's safe to say women are not Mechuyev. If a lady has a hard time coming to hear Parashat Zachar, I counsel that she should go to shul on Purim morning and hear the Kriya of Vayavo Amalek and the Gila Lading, and that way to be Yetza. And I've instructed Bali Kairi in the shul to always have in mind to be Motzi people like that who are coming, like the women who are coming special to hear the Kriyas Torah, to be Yetza Pasha Zohar that way if they could not come to shul. As far as taking Sefer Torah out in the afternoon to lane for ladies, it's very questionable in Halach if that's an acceptable practice. Many hold it's not. If you have 10 men, that may be better. You get a different child, you make brachas or not. My feeling is a lady should come to shul to hear it, and if she can't come, come on Purim. I don't like the idea of taking a Sefer Torah out to read special for ladies. As far as the question of when is the chiyuv of Parashat Zachar, the reason why we do it, the Shas for Purim, is because we want to put a smichus of the Mechiyah Samolik to the Mechiyah of Haman. That's why we do it then. In theory, one can do it any time of the year. But the takon of the Chum was to do it bedavka then, and that's why we try to do it specifically that time. The Mishnah Berurah concludes by saying that for the tainus of Shoyivim Tad, Yishlukim Berhetim Shari Tshuva. Shari Tshuva writes, the Berhetiv writes first, Berhetiv writes that in a leap year, people fast on Thursdays of Shoyivim Tad. And when I was just Snaritz Yisrael, we went to Kever Rochel. It was on a Thursday, and they were going on their tannis and shofar blowing and hakafis and all kinds of things going on over there. To make me from mincha, I had to go to the back because the main room was taken up by some kind of serious shoivim, tannis, tefillis with leini vayachal and daftayim, the whole thing. But they were doing all kinds of hakafis, and they started blowing shofars in the middle. It was a whole ganze maimed. So on Thursdays of Shoivim Tat, they do a whole Seder. They have these contrasim they sell, but the Seder of the Shoivim Tanis. The Berhetiv goes on to say that the Arizal would write that these days are Masugul to Mesakein of on carry more than the rest of the year, and that's the people fast, and it starts with Shemois, Shas Hiskel Hashibud, and that was Mesakein, the carry of Adam Arishan, and it ends in Kisik Nevet Ivri, a whole lumdus that is beyond the world of Nigla. What the Shari Tshuva says is that Shoivim Tat is only for Shonim Uberes. In a year that's not Shonim Uberes, it's just Shoivim. So we make a distinction. In a regular year, you only have the weeks from Shmos to Mishpatim, and in Shonim Uberes, we add Truma and Tetzava.
Two more questions.
Yeah.
We just said that it doesn't matter which order you read them in.
Right,
what if you only read one?
If you read one, you perhaps are entering into a suffix on the Mitzvah D'Oraisa. In other words, the whole point is there's truth, there's a Mitzvah D'Oraisa to do it. There's two sheets how to say it. So to be Yoitza, both, you do both. If you're only going to do one, which one should you do? Say the HaKriya. Chuvas Van Hoge says you do it Seirei first. that is the Iker Kriya. The segel is a shmua b'shem hagro v'ein poro shudat at mechlatas. So only doing one, you do it zere. So in Ashrei or Tila David should also be zecher to chibya, not zecher to chibya.
Despite our scrolls,
correct, yeah. Correct.
And then no one talks about how all of a sudden there's this rift in the Masorah, like we don't know how to pronounce a fundamental word in the Torah.
Zecher or zecher?
Yeah, where did that come from?
Again, it's a goin that comes from the goin. Before the goin, were they doing it twice? Yeah. That sounds like not. Unless he himself was explaining a sheet to that earlier before also. But
would a Sephardi Jew be Yotzei with a
Havara?
With an Ashkenazi?
Right. So in the back, they talk about the Havara. And the Mikroi Kodesh says that a person should bedavka hear it in the Havara that he does. But b'diyeved, if he heard it, Rav Nissim Krell says he's Yotzei. And Rav Moshe writes also that he'd be Yotzei. If you heard the wrong Havar. You know, it's not just Ashkenazis and Sfardit, it's also Hasidish Havar versus the Nat, Hasidish Havar. So, Lamais, you'll be Yoitze, but it's better to hear it, your Havar. There are places I heard they land five times. Temani, Sfardi. I don't think Lahalocha that's required. I'm not into that, but Lamais is proper someone to go to a minion where they're going to land it the way that he reads, if possible.